The Epistle to the Ephesians, written by Paul during his imprisonment in Rome, is one of the four letters known as the prison epistles. The others are Colossians, Philemon, and Philippians. Ephesians was addressed to the believers in Ephesus, but was intended also as a circular letter to neighboring churches. Paul here puts in writing the essential truths of the Christian faith that he had received by divine revelation. The main theme is God's glorious purpose of uniting in Christ a people chosen by the Father, redeemed by the Son, and born of the Spirit. Paul begins his letter with a brief greeting, and then breaks into thanksgiving to God. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ," he writes, "for he has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in our union with Christ." Then Paul explains that before the creation of the world, God established a means of salvation through Jesus Christ in order to form a people for himself taken from every nation. He chose them to be his by adoption through faith in Christ, so that they would be holy and blameless in his sight, to the praise of his glorious grace, which is freely given in his beloved Son. In Christ, Paul writes, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And God has made known to us the secret of his gracious will, which is to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him, says Paul, we have obtained an inheritance, which is guaranteed by the Holy Spirit. You also, he writes to the Ephesians, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you believed in Christ and were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Then Paul prays that the believers in Ephesus might be given an ever greater understanding of all they have in Christ, that is, the glorious inheritance of his people, and God's incomparably great power at work in believers, the same power which raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the heavenly realms, far above every authority or name in this age or in the one to come. God placed all things under his feet, he says, and appointed him to be head over the church, which is his body. Then Paul deals with the question of salvation from the human standpoint. As for you, he writes to the Ephesians, you used to follow the ways of this world. You were disobedient and spiritually dead because of your sins, as we all were at one time, living to suit ourselves and gratifying the desires of our sinful nature. We too were under God's wrath, but because of his great love for us, God made us alive with Christ when we were spiritually dead in our sins. He raised us up and seated us in the heavenly realms in union with Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not through good works, so that no one may boast. For we are God's workmanship, he says, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared in advance for us to do. This brings Paul to consider what God had accomplished for the Gentile nations, who, unlike the Jews, had received no special revelation or privileges from the Lord. You Gentiles, he says, were formerly separate from Christ and had no part in the covenant promises. You were without hope and without God in the world. You were once far away, but now you have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace. He has abolished the enmity between Jew and Gentile by creating out of the two one new people and reconciling them to God through the cross. For through him both Jew and Gentile have access to the Father by one Spirit. So you are no longer aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. For this reason, says Paul, I kneel before the Father and pray that he may strengthen you through his Spirit, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you may be able to comprehend what is the width and length and depth and height of the love of Christ, and know this love that surpasses knowledge, being filled with all the fullness of God. Then once again the apostle breaks into heartfelt praise and worship. Now to him, he says, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or think, through his power at work in us, to him be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Next episode, the Epistle to the Ephesians continued.